Team success requires accountability for failures. In 2012, Jocko Willink, serving as a SEAL task unit commander in Ramadi, Iraq, faced intense gunfire. Initially thought to be from enemy Mujahideen, the fire came from another SEAL unit. In the confusion of this friendly fire, a soldier tragically lost his life. As the leader of the operation, Willink knew one thing for sure: every mistake was on him. Surprisingly, owning up to the failures saved his job. His bosses understood something many leaders overlook. Good leaders admit their mistakes. That's why he kept his command position. The attitude of a commander is crucial in SEAL team training, especially in worst-case scenarios. Units that perform poorly often have leaders who blame the scenario, their team, or the troops themselves. By avoiding responsibility, they fail their missions. In contrast, the best-performing SEAL units are led by commanders who take responsibility, welcome constructive criticism, and meticulously note ways to improve. Avoid responsibility leads to ineffectiveness. When leaders refuse to take responsibility, the consequences can be significant. For example, according to Willink, if a SEAL leader blames others instead of themselves, this negative behavior spreads to their team. As a result, the team becomes ineffective and unable to achieve their goals. Teams that make excuses and shift blame instead of solving problems only perpetuate issues. Similarly, when leaders take full responsibility, their team members learn to do the same. This creates a culture where everyone from top to bottom takes initiative and holds themselves accountable. Understand your mission's significance for success. When Willink's military leaders informed him that his highly trained SEAL team would be fighting alongside the freshly trained Iraqi army, his initial response was a firm no. He believed the Iraqis were poorly trained, badly equipped, and sometimes not loyal to their American allies. Despite this, he chose not to share his negative thoughts with his troops. Before opposing the plan, he needed to understand its purpose. It turned out that involving the Iraqi Army in Navy SEAL operations was a strategic move to eventually allow the U.S. forces to leave Iraq. Knowing this, he could support the mission and persuade his team to do the same. He influenced his team to understand the mission's purpose, enabling them to commit to and execute it. Willink openly criticized the mission of his unit; their resistance would likely have grown. Even if he later convinced them otherwise, doubts could have persisted, risking mission failure. Leadership essentials. Whether leading a top military unit or a corporate team, as a leader, you must fully back your team's goals. When given a questionable order, consider how its objectives align with your organization's bigger strategic aims. Being a leader means you're part of something bigger than you or your team. If you don't understand why you're asked to do something, it's your job to ask higher-ups for answers. Asking why decisions are made can be scary, but not seeking this understanding means failing your duty, a pitfall every good leader must avoid. See allies as support, not competition. During a mission in Ramadi, Iraq, Leif Babin's SEAL unit found themselves deep in enemy territory without backup. To escape, they had to risk walking through the city in broad daylight. Despite the high chances of an enemy attack, the team returned to base safely. However, Babin later realized he had overlooked nearby support from another SEAL team. His intense focus on his own team's challenges had prevented him from seeking their assistance. He failed to use a key Navy SEAL tactic called cover and move, which means working together as a team. The idea is that every part of the team supports each other to achieve the mission. Babin was so focused on his unit's goal of evacuation without injury that he forgot about the other SEAL teams and how they could work together. This put his team in more danger than necessary. Strategic leadership in action. Leaders, whether in combat or business, must focus on both the immediate mission and the overall organization, which includes supporting teams that provide strategic help. For instance, in his role as a business consultant, Babin observed teams within a company blaming each other and competing instead of cooperating. This goes against the cover, and move principle, which emphasizes internal teamwork and recognizes external competitors, not internal colleagues, as the real challenge. Simply put, your competition isn't your HR colleague. It's other companies trying to win over your customers. Maintain effectiveness under pressure with clear, acted priorities. In Ramadi at midnight, a SEAL team left one building and moved on to what seemed like the roof of the next. Instead, it was just a tarp. One SEAL fell through, landing 20 feet below, injured and exposed. The team is now vulnerable in enemy territory with no backup. They also face a bomb at the building's exit. When faced with multiple problems, a leader must stay calm and decide on the best actions. Babin, drawing from his SEAL training, recalled a crucial principle: prioritize and execute. SEALs simplify this into the mantra: relax, look around, make a call. Leaders, even if highly skilled, can become overwhelmed by trying to handle everything at once. Therefore, it's crucial to identify the most important issue first and focus on that. Once addressed, attention can shift to the next priority. For Babin, security was the primary concern, followed by aiding the injured soldier and ensuring all team members were safe. By taking a moment to assess calmly, he effectively managed his responsibilities despite intense pressure. Effective business prioritization. As a business leader, you may not face life or death situations, but prioritizing tasks is crucial. You can do it effectively by evaluating what's most important in any situation. Communicate this to your team. Get input from key leaders. Focus your team on executing the plan. Repeat this process for each new priority. Keep your team informed as priorities change. Effective risk mitigation is a key. Just before the SEAL operation to rescue an Iraqi hostage from Al-Qaeda, Babin learned that the hostage faced additional dangers, surrounded by explosives and guarded by bunkered machine guns. Despite this sudden increase in risk, Babin proceeded with the operation as planned, having already prepared for these unforeseen challenges beforehand. As a SEAL unit commander, he knew he had to consider these dangers. It was his duty to think ahead and plan for every possible risk. He had already included steps in his detailed plans to reduce the chance of explosives and machine guns being near the target. Because of this careful preparation, there was no need to create a new plan or delay the mission, despite this important new information. Mission preparedness and leadership lessons. Babin often uses this scenario in SEAL training. He asks recruits a tough question: would you still carry out this mission after discovering these risks? The correct answer is always yes. Leaders must always create a detailed plan that identifies, measures, and minimizes known risks. These plans reduce future risks, because everyone knows what to do if things go wrong. This preparation boosts the chances of success, since your team is ready for uncertainties. However, some risks cannot be avoided. Hence, good leaders focus on managing the risks they can control. Cooperation with superiors. When Babin and Willink served in Iraq as SEAL unit commanders, Babin often stormed into Willink's office, frustrated by emails from their commanding officer, asking what Babin thought were unnecessary questions. Babin wondered why he was bothered with such queries when he had so much else to handle. Willink responded simply, "No, because you're not taking responsibility for informing him." This made Babin realize that their superiors weren't mind readers. They were asking for updates because Babin hadn't given them enough detailed information about his operations. The commanding officer realized he needed to gather information to approve Babin's plans, pass them up for final approval, and enable Babin to execute combat missions. This taught him an important lesson: that he must overcome his negative attitude and provide detailed operation plans to his superiors. Effective leadership, taking responsibility. Many business leaders fail to realize that maintaining good relationships with their supervisors is crucial. They often think it's their boss's fault if they or their team lack support. Instead, leaders should take a look in the mirror and understand it's their job to provide their bosses with the information they need to support them and make decisions. A good leader keeps everyone informed, both above and below them. Total responsibility involves guiding and influencing everyone, regardless of their position. Key points. 1. Leaders must take full responsibility for team failures to maintain trust and effectiveness. 2. Admitting mistakes helps leaders learn and improve, setting a positive example for the team. 3. Understanding and supporting the mission's purpose ensures team commitment and success. 4. Cooperation and seeking help from allies improve safety and mission outcomes. 5. Prioritizing and executing tasks under pressure is crucial for effective leadership. 6. Detailed planning and risk mitigation increase mission success and readiness. 7. Effective leaders keep superiors informed to gain necessary support and approvals.